Time now for a Left of Lansing Monday Musing for this June 17th of 2024. Over the weekend, the right-wing activist group called Turning Points USA held a convention in Detroit with the hopes of spreading its hateful message to black voters. Turning Points USA is led by millennial right-wing activist Wonder Boy Charlie Kirk, and Charlie's gift is grifting people by spewing hate and anger while simultaneously playing the victim, you know, like every right-winger you hear and see in the media. Now, during the Detroit event, Charlie's bros at one point stormed on stage throwing hats at the crowd, which said, "White Boy Summer." I mean, now that's a hell of a starting point for those trying to court black voters. But this blatant display of white Christian nationalism made former Tea Party Congressman Joe Walsh tweet how he helped Charlie Kirk with the creation of Turning Points USA years ago, which, according to Joe Walsh, was supposed to be about free market capitalism, if there was ever really such a thing, and limited government and college campuses. Walsh said, "Watching last week's Detroit event shows that Turning Points is something completely different." Okay, I get what Joe Walsh is trying to say, but while he's not solely to blame for the entire white Christian nationalist movement, he and so many others through the decades played up the fact that white America was getting the shaft as a way to further divide the working class at the benefit of the corporate class. Even more, by blaming college campuses for millennials and Gen Zers' progressive voting records, Joe, you played a part in the right-wing extremism that we're seeing spread across the country and across Europe. Just admit it. Charlie Kirk simply turned the Tea Party group into the movement the Tea Party was tacitly about, returning power to the white Christian majority. Actually, the white Christian male majority, the very people Kirk and his followers believe should always be in power. Think back to the Obama years and the Tea Party movement. Yes, it was astroturfed and backed by wealthy billionaires, but still, it caught on with millions of people who were mad with how diverse America was becoming. So all Charlie Kirk did was tear down the free market facade and make Turning Points USA into what the Tea Party was always about, leading a massive right-wing Christian nationalist uprising. Kirk is pushing for white Christian nationalists to control every aspect of American society, which he believes includes education, entertainment, family, business, religion, media, and government. And Kirk believes Dear Leader Trump is the best chance at restoring Christian nationalism across the country. It's a dangerous message he and other like-minded male right-winger podcasters and media influencers are pushing, and it's reaching many people. They push vile anti-LGBTQ plus ideas and misinformation. They push a fake pro-alpha male image, which they use to justify their white Christian nationalist agenda of government controlling women because, in their eyes, men are always supposed to have full domain over women. That's why these guys can't ever get dates, but it's also why they spew this nonsense that men must either marry women to get them to vote as they do or just ban women from voting altogether. But here's the thing. These people are showing up in Detroit and elsewhere, and if they can get just a fraction to switch their voting patterns, Charlie Kirk and the Christian nationalists will have won. This is essentially what this election is all about. And if they get a foothold of power this time, they won't relinquish it easily. And if they lose this fall, we know that they will turn to violence if they must. North Dakota Republican governor and notorious dog killer Kristi Noem told the Turning Points USA crowd in Detroit last weekend how colonialists took up arms to fight for their freedom, and she says that they can do that, we can do what we have to this election cycle, can't we? Oh, and by the way, did I mention that it's always helpful to the white Christian nationalist movement to have a woman be the spokesperson of their anti-woman, anti-free market, anti-union, anti-LGBTQ+, anti-separation of church and state, anti-diversity, and basically anti-American agenda? But this is what could happen if we just sit this one out because Biden's old. Send your comments to leftoflansing@gmail.com. Follow Left of Lansing on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and the Gram. Don't forget to subscribe to the pod and give it a good review and tell others across Michigan and the country all about it. Take the battle to them.